Hey, welcome to the Hope City Podcast. My name is David, and I'm one of the pastors here on staff, and today I'll be your host. We're currently in a series right now on how to read your Bible. It's a series aimed at helping you better understand Scripture. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about finding time to read the Bible. Our guest today to help us break this down is Andy. Andy, before we begin, why don't you introduce yourself and what you do here at Hope City Church?
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Andy. I'm the volunteer coordinator here at Hope City Church.
Awesome. And how long have you been here for?
Attending or working?
Both.
Both? Yeah, I've been attending Hope City for about 10 years now, and I started working here just last October.
Awesome. Yeah, and so we're excited for this episode. Finding time to read the Bible is challenging.
Yeah.
If I had to be honest, it's harder for me sometimes to do it with my work. And even though I work in a church, finding time to read Scripture on my own can be a bit of a challenge. I think a part of it is scheduling, and we'll get into more of that stuff and the reasons as to why. But I know for myself, my wife and I have a very different work schedule. Yeah. She works till late in the evening till 8 o'clock, and I'm with my daughter for most of the evening. When she comes home, I want to spend some time with her. We might just want to hang out. And the last thing I kind of want to do is to seclude myself from her and read my Bible. Yeah. But at the same time, it's important. I got to find time to do it.
Absolutely.
Why do you think it's so hard for people to find time to read the Bible?
I think it comes down to priorities. I think what we think is important, we'll make time for.
Yeah.
So oftentimes I'll talk to my friends or even just people that I meet at the church, and even for myself, I'm talking about myself here. We don't have an issue finding time to Netflix. We don't have an issue finding time to scroll on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or hanging out with friends and stuff. But it seems like that the one thing, especially in our Christian walk, is finding time to read Scripture. And I think it comes down to priorities and really just seeing the value of it, and also placing reading Scripture as one of the priorities in our lives.
Yeah, I know I had a wake-up call with this a bit. On some phones, I don't know about Android, but like I have an iPhone. Yeah. It tells you your weekly screen time.
Yeah.
I'll share it, okay? It's like your weekly screen time today was 3 hours and like 15 minutes. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, a part of that is for my job, for work. I have to look up stuff. I'm posting things on social media. But for the most part, it might be Netflix, like you said.
Yeah.
It might be Instagram.
Yeah.
With my job, I'm looking up trends, what's happening in the filmmaking world, just graphic stuff. So I'm constantly scrolling through things.
Yeah.
And then there's this voice in the back of my head. It's like, why don't you use that time to read the Bible?
Yeah.
Like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, man. Priorities is interesting. What do you think about discipline? Do you think people are just not disciplined enough?
Yeah, I think it comes down to just knowing the why behind we should read Scripture. And I think if we have that why and the importance of it, I think it drives our discipline, and it drives our priorities, and knowing that, you know, this is actually quite important, because if it's important in our lives, the discipline will be there, and the priority will show up when we know that this is crucial. That if food wasn't crucial, I think some people would just not eat. You know, I know there are people that don't enjoy eating, which I think is crazy, but we need it to survive,
you know?
So that's why we make it a priority
to
eat, even though sometimes we don't want to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. I mean, what does Scripture say about it? Does this say anything about why it's important to find time to read the Bible?
Yeah, absolutely. Even just in Matthew 4:4, Jesus even told the people that are following him, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Just knowing that physical sustenance isn't the only thing that we can live on, but we have to take in, you know, the God-breathed word of God that is, you know, in Scripture. And also, even Paul writes in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Yeah.
So even just for us functioning as a Christian, you know, how do we know to deal with certain things? Well, we go to the Bible to look for guidance and wisdom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could easily equate this to working out.
Yeah.
I mean, people work out for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, look at my Instagram, buddy.
Yeah,
wow,
totally.
So fancy.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times, as you get older, you want to keep your health in check.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do some more running lately.
Yeah.
I learned I have pretty bad running posture.
Yeah.
I run like, you know, like a turtle with my shoulders hunched over.
Yeah.
But I'm YouTubing how to run properly. But that being said, the motivation and the reason as to why I'm doing this is because I know that I'm getting older. I want a better heart. I want to have healthy heart when I'm older, all this different kind of stuff. But a lot of it comes down to health. And I think the same thing can be said with even spiritual health.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're not reading it, it's hard to be healthy spiritually between you and God.
Right.
I mean, yeah. As pastors, we would understand this. Mm-hmm. I think for some people that are not living in the church world, mm-hmm. doing our jobs day in and day out, it might be more challenging for them.
Yeah.
Do you think the excuse of I'm just so busy has any kind of merit to this kind of stuff?
I don't know. I'm a bit more blunt with that, I guess. I would call them out with that, because I mean, it's back to the whole like Netflix and Instagram thing. You don't have issues with that. You don't have issues finding time going out for wings with your buddies or you know, spending time going shopping and stuff like that, right?
So yeah, well, you make time for what's important.
Yeah, you make time for what's important. So I think that's a cop out, you know, in my opinion. I think that's a cop out.
Because
if you find it important, you will make time for what you find important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think even too, like with this whole series and why we're doing this, we want to encourage people to read more.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you might be busy.
Yeah.
Everyone is busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, when I was single, I had a lot of time on my hands.
Yeah.
And I would make time for my hobbies.
Absolutely.
Either it was biking or photography or sitting in a coffee shop reading the Bible. I would have time for that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. My priorities are very different now.
Yeah.
I'm a dad. I got a 2.5-year-old kid running around saying things that I can't understand what she's saying. And so my time to find time to read scripture looks a lot different than it did when I was single.
Yeah.
It might be more in the morning. It might be sometimes during a break at lunch. A lot of the times what I try to do is listen to it in audio when I'm driving. That's the most downtime I have.
Yeah.
I live in the West End. We're in Millwoods.
Yeah.
20-minute drive or so.
Totally.
That helps.
Yeah.
But even for people who are struggling, what are some practical tips you'd recommend for someone who's looking for more time to read the Bible?
Yeah, you actually touched on two great points, two great strategies, I would call it, to finding more time. One is actually just finding the time that works for you. And likewise, my wife, she actually goes to bed quite early. And for me, between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m., that's like my go time. That's when I'm super productive and I'm super energetic.
Okay, yeah.
So that's this. And when she goes to bed at 9, that's when I can read. I can spend time in the Word, pray, worship. That's a great time for me. To get that down. But for some people might be super early. I know people that wake up, you know, at like 2 to 3 hours before they need to get to work, just so they can get a workout in. They can get some time in prayer and in the Word as well too. So you got to find what works for you, because what works for you may not be what works for me.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a morning person, why so early?
Yeah.
Why? I love my sleep.
Yeah.
Kids have changed that. But that's a good point, because as you navigate different seasons of life, your priorities change.
Yeah.
Your schedule is going to change. I mean, when I was single in school, I had all the free time on my hands.
Yeah.
Now that I do a normal job,
yeah.
I got a family, my time for when I can do stuff is going to change.
Yeah.
I'm noticing, and I think I'm fighting this, that I'm more of a morning person, but not 2 to 3 hours early.
No, man. Yeah.
Maybe 15 minutes early.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Number two thing, like you said, is having that audio Bible as well, too. There's so many different forms of the Bible. You know, you can get it auditory, or you can get, you know, a physical copy, whatever works for you. Like you, I love listening to the Bible, especially on my drive.
Yeah.
It's a great 10-15 minute drive that I just get to listen to the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Long road trips as well too. I know podcasts are a big help for that. But yeah, just in your daily life, if you have daily commutes, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I think that's a great way, not to squeeze in the Bible. I hate to call it that, but to be able to get just like Matthew 4:4 said, you know, just that eternal bread that we need to survive. So
yeah, awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, any other tips, or those are the ones?
One encouragement I would have to anybody that's listening to this is length of time doesn't mean you're more spiritual. You know, I know people, some people may have that mentality of, oh, if I read the Bible for an hour, you know, I'm going to be that much more spiritual. I think it's whatever you can comprehend, whatever you can understand on how God's speaking to you. It could just be one word out of that whole verse, or it could be a verse at a time.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be, you know, hours and hours at a time. So if I can encourage anybody that's listening to this or watching this right now, is if one word hits you from that verse, you just stick to that word, pray, you know, listen, and just hone into what God's trying to say to you in that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a reminder. It's not a race.
No.
You know, we're not. I read through the book of Matthew one night. Wow. You must have had a lot of time in your hands.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. It's how well you would read it. Mm-hmm. And if it's speaking to you a few verses, I don't know, a chapter.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with taking your time. And I think people almost put pressure on themselves to be like, yeah, I read, you know, the whole book of Galatians in a night or whatever it might be. And if you do, that's great. But it can still speak to you if you take your time digesting it. And so, yeah, no pressure there.
Yeah.
Take your time. It's good encouragement, man. Yeah. So, yeah, appreciate it. Andy, great thoughts. Love this podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. No, thank you for being here, man. That's it for this episode on how to find time to read the Bible. If you have any comments or even suggestions that we have missed, feel free to comment in the section below, and we'd love to hear from you. We'll see you next time here at Hope City Church.